This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
And tonight we start off in Croatia, where thousands have marched against a European initiative which aims to protect women because it could legitimise transgender people and same-sex marriage. Now, who's running scared there? Istanbul Convention, which came into force in 2014, has been signed by 46 nations, which includes the European Union, and this has created around a concept of preventing and combating violence against women and domestic violence.
But clearly people in Croatia are not happy. Protesters in central Zagreb are rallying against the agreement because of the convention's definition of gender.
So it defines it as the socially constructed roles, behaviour, activities and attributes that a given society considers appropriate for men and women. Now, the phrasing has been left open for a trans-friendly interpretation.
Which they're not obviously happy about.
No, because it leaves room for people who support same-sex marriage and also transgenders.
And who might be behind these protests? Centre-right government has given its approval to the agreement, but conservative organisations led by the Catholic Church are leading the charge against.
Now, over in Kenya, finally, rules... The Court of Kenya rules that forced anal exams are in fact unlawful. So this ruling came about following a challenge launched by the Kenyan National Gay and Lesbian Human Rights Commission, and it launched the case following the treatment of two men arrested in Kwale, Kenya in 2015. And these men were subjected to forced anal examinations in an effort to find out whether they had engaged in anal sex and were gay, and they were also given forced HIV testing.
So the theory being that if you check the anus, you can somehow tell if there's been gay sex.
That's
the idea. And the court has said, not at all.
Yeah. So they said it's tantamount to torture, the Human Rights Commission, and the court has ruled against it, a court of five. The Kenyan Medical Association has spoken out against the practice. All sorts of people are against it, and they're also now bringing a case to court to decriminalise same-sex activity as well.
Perhaps the seeds of change there in Kenya, which is fantastic to hear. Across in Northern Ireland, a government partnership is to introduce a same-sex marriage bill today. This is breaking news. Following overwhelming support for same-sex marriage in Northern Ireland, which is the only place in the United Kingdom still to prevent same-sex marriage, a bill will be introduced. The uniquely UK government parties have formed a partnership to push for legislation in this area.
Yeah, so first off, the Conservatives will take it to one House of Parliament, and then the Labour will take it to the other House of Parliament.
So we will keep an eye on that, and we'll be cheering from the sidelines.
Now, as you may have heard in the news, that gay marriages are less likely to end. Now, this research was done by the Williams Institute at UCLA School of Law.
In the USA.
And the study tracked 500 couples in Vermont over the course of 12 years.
Yeah, that's quite a long time, actually.
Yeah, Vermont had the first same-sex marriage, so that's why they can track it there.
Now, lesbian unions are twice as likely as gay marriages and 1.5 times as likely as straight marriages to end, according to the research. This is kind of busting a few stereotypes, isn't it?
Yeah, but the reasoning behind why lesbian couples are more likely to end is that one explanation is that women expected more than men in relationships, which has been found in heterosexual couples as well. But in the positive side for lesbian couples, the length of time you're together and how old you are decreases your likelihood of breaking up. So if you're old and you've been together years, you're probably fine.
Well, in brief, in the USA, the White House has gone through with its previously announced ban on transgender people serving in the military. except under, quote, limited circumstances.
In Sweden, they're going to compensate trans people that have been forcibly sterilised.
Pakistan's first trans news anchor has just delivered her first bulletin.
And in the USA, a terminal at San Francisco International Airport is set to be renamed in honour of Harvey Milk, the first openly gay politician in America who was assassinated in 1978. And we leave you with the weirdest headline of the week. A man dressed as a bull has tried to burn down his ex-boyfriend's house with pasta sauce.
Leave you to think about that.
That's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, World Wide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.